It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Everybody, I'm Bruce Kyle, and welcome back. I'm here today with Chris Painter. He's the president of Sire Technologies, and we're talking today about cool technologies. So, Chris, what are the coolest technologies that you guys have?
Well, some of the technologies that we think are pretty cool is we have the ability to offer streaming video, where you have the ability to record different meetings and different events that are taking place in your organization, and you can watch that live through a live stream online while that event's taking place or that meeting's taking place. You also can have that video archived to where you can come back and retrieve that information later and jump right to those discussion points. Along with that, we've tied it to where it's tied to the supporting documentation related to that discussion. So if I've got a staff report or a map or something that I want to look at while I'm also watching the discussion take place about that particular item, I can pull that up and be looking at them simultaneously online. You also have the ability to search that information, so I can search on any word or phrase to be able to find a discussion point or to be able to find a particular point of interest that I'm looking for, and I can be able to tie that all together so that I can get the information that I'm looking for. We've also, as part of that, we have a workflow capability that gives you the ability, as you're preparing that information, to be able to send it through a process, to be able to have people's approval and review of that information as it's getting prepared and after a meeting takes place or action is required about a particular item as well, and that can be all done online and automatically.
So as a citizen, that means that I can go ahead and tie together the documents and the bills and the meetings and what was said when and the videos all in one section.
Right. And it makes it easily accessible to you. You can come online, you can retrieve that information. There's links created for you that you can easily navigate through. So you can come and get access to that very easily and not have to have any training in relation to getting that information.
So one of the benefits is saving citizens or enabling citizens to be able to access their government. What are some of the other benefits?
Well, it gives them the ability to participate more in the government process and what's taking place there. So instead of having to drive down and actually attend that particular meeting, where that might be a long drive for some of us to get actually involved, this gives you the ability to see what's taking place from your home. And you can see those discussions and those decisions that are being made in your community or things that might be affecting where you live. You also have access to millions of documents online. So you can come in and be able to search and retrieve a lot of information, have that accessible from your fingertips, and not have to go searching through archives and in file cabinets and different things to find it. You also have the ability to be able to stay more abreast of what's taking place because of that access. So you can see what's actually happening around you and you have the ability to get access to that very easily.
So how does that actually work in some of the towns or states, state and local governments that you've done business with?
Well, they have the ability to where they can host that software themselves. They buy, you know, hardware or servers that they install there at their city or at the county or the organizations that they have. The architecture of it gives them the ability to be able to support that. It's where they can troubleshoot it and take care of it themselves, make configuration changes themselves. They have the ability where it's delivered online through, you know, common tools such as Windows Media Player that many are familiar with. We've developed it on the .NET platform, so that gives them the ability that if they want to customize some of it or to create their own web pages and the way that that looks and the way that that feels, they have the ability to to create that and make it look the way that they'd like to have it delivered and the way that they'd like people to see it. We also have a hosted type capability where we can provide the services for them, and then we provide the bandwidth or the delivery of that. So as citizens come in and retrieve it, the speed of that, we do it at a high speed so that it will be, get delivered quickly, and they don't, the cities or the counties don't have to have that all installed and in place at their local organizations. We also have the redundancy built into it so that, you know, if a certain part of the internet infrastructure goes down, we have the redundancy so that we have the other providers available so that they can stay online 24/7. We also have monitoring of that that takes place so that they're always up and available. So by providing the software and the services for them, they have the ability to do it either way. Mm-hmm. There's a choice in how they provide the services. If they'd like to have it all in-house and control all of the aspects of it, they can. Mm-hmm. Or if they'd like us to provide those services for them and to be able to host that for them, they can do that as well. Or if they'd like to mix and match some of those services and what they perform and we perform some of that for them, they have the ability to do that as well.
Well, the ultimate decision maker is really the citizens. How have citizens responded to this?
They've been actually very excited about the technology. We've seen where citizens have written in and expressed their gratitude that they have the ability to come and get access to that information so easily, where they would have had to drive down and make the request, wait for someone to research it, and that may take, you know, anywhere from a few hours or days to get that information back. Now they have it accessible, you know, very quickly online where they can do all of their own research. So we've seen actually thank you letters and thank you notes come in to the cities and the counties for providing such a service for them so that they have the ability to get access to that information.
So have you seen an actual increase in participation online compared to what the former systems might have had?
We have. We've actually tracked that in some of the organizations, and we've seen over a 5 times greater participation with having that delivery be online versus having them have to drive down to the city or the county to get that information. So it's been a greater ability to access that, and we've been able to track that.
Thanks for watching. I'm Bruce Kyle with Microsoft. I'm here with Chris Painter at Sire Technologies. We'll see you next time.